Officially, the Kremlin joined in condemning the Paris attacks, and with good reason. Russia, too, has grappled with terrorism in recent years, and it was with that in mind that Russian President Vladimir Putin was quick to offer condolences to France and assure of Russia's readiness to continue cooperating in the fight against terrorist threats. Mr. Putin even dispatched his foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, to join in this month's mass anti-terrorism rally in Paris. No small gesture, given that the event was attended by many Western leaders who imposed sanctions against Russia over its actions in neighboring Ukraine. But that underscored Mr. Lavrov's other objective, to assess and hopefully weaken the resolve of EU member states to continue with sanctions when they come up for renewal this March. Let's work together and change this situation, was the message from the Russian as he condemned the attacks on the newspaper Charlie Hebdo. And that made for an odd picture, because as crowds in Paris marched to say, "We are all Charlie," Russia, at least at home, has indicated that in most ways it is decidedly not. The fact is, a publication like Charlie Hebdo, with its provocative cartoons and controversial political humor, could never exist in today's Russia. The Kremlin killed off popular political satire long ago. The debate between religion and secular freedoms, that too has been settled and in religion's favor. Listeners might remember a certain female punk art collective called Pussy Riot. The group's 30-second performance of an anti-government protest song in a Moscow church ended in jail sentences for its members on charges of blasphemy. The case prompted the government to enact new federal laws protecting the rights of believers above all else. In fact, freedom of speech, that other value touted by supporters of Charlie Hebdo, appears also in danger in today's Russia. The last vestiges of independent media, outlets who traffic in objective news coverage, not satire, mind you, are fighting for their survival. Siberia's only independent television station was forced off the air January 1st. Dozh TV, a liberal independent TV station, also faces possible shutdown. And there are other examples, in print and online. Believe me when I say the list is long. So it's perhaps then unsurprising that Russia's state media coverage of the Paris attacks was somewhat more complicated. Yes, Mr. Putin offered condolences, but several pro-government media outlets suggested that Charlie Hebdo had provoked the attack. Other publications offered dark conspiracies, claiming the killings in Paris were American-led. And some Russian Orthodox faithful argued the blasphemers at Charlie Hebdo had gotten what they deserved. The truth is, this is in line with current Russian political thinking. Mr. Putin has built support for his third term in office on a wave of anti-Americanism and calls for Russian traditional culture to serve as a bulwark against liberal Western values. Picking up on that cue most recently was Ramzan Kadyrov, Mr. Putin's ally and the iron-fisted leader of Russia's Muslim Republic of Chechnya. Professing outrage over Charlie Hebdo's portrayal of the Prophet Muhammad, the Chechen leader organized a mass rally to protest what he called vulgar and immoral cartoons. "We're ready to die to stop anyone who irresponsibly defiles the name of the Prophet," Kadyrov told the assembled crowd. What Mr. Putin made of those words is hard to say, but Mr. Kadyrov certainly had an audience. The Kremlin had arranged for the event to be broadcast on Russian national television. Charles Maines, DW.